Before we jump into the episode, I want to let you know that I've written a step-by-step guide to help you through the process of securing your first role in health informatics by providing you with concrete examples of what roles to search for, common skills requested by employers, example interview questions, and much more. If this is of interest to you, you can check out the show notes of the episode where I have a link to the ebook below. Now, let's get back into the episode. Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. According to the Journal of the American Medical Informatics Association, prior to the pandemic, clinician burnout was considered a global crisis. Clinician burnout has been highly documented when it comes to dealing with alert fatigue and the use of the EMR or EHR within healthcare organizations. In this podcast episode, I'm going to go over a few possible solutions on how advances in health informatics can directly help to reduce clinician burnout when dealing with digital platforms. The first area I want to talk about is how can we reduce manual data entry for clinicians? One of the contributing issues to physician burnout is the amount of data entry clinicians are required to enter into the EHR both during their interactions with patients and sometimes even after hours. It is estimated that clinicians can spend up to a third of their time navigating through the EHR during patient interactions. And with the advent of voice-to-text technology, the hope is that we could somehow integrate this existing technology into the EHR to be able to record notes more easily than just typing. Adding on to this, with the advancements of natural language processing, which is a subset of artificial intelligence, providers might be able to ask questions of the EHR, similar to how we use Alexa or Siri. And by the way, researching this topic really had me going through a deep dive on the use of Alexa and Siri, and I had no idea that Siri was voiced by a real person. This is a woman named Susan Bennett, and it's a really interesting story. I couldn't imagine my voice being broadcasted all over the world, but anyways, that's besides the point. So eventually we hope to get to a situation where we can use natural language processing within the EHR for physicians to be able to ask questions instead of the current situation where clinicians have to spend countless times scrolling, entering in data into poorly designed medical records. But the future is that they can ask questions directly and get their answers quickly. Of course, there will have to be a great deal of work done by the health informatics field to ensure that the algorithms using natural language processing can recognize different accents and that the algorithm is trained to understand medical terminology and coding to further speed up documentation. Furthermore, if voice-to-text technology can be customized to specific departments such as oncology or orthopedics, with standard prescriptions, this will help with the auto-population of data into the EHR and again result in cost and time savings. One of the downsides to this technology, however, is that clinicians would have to proofread the records for any mistakes made by the algorithm, and this editing time might have an impact when it comes to the time and cost savings. One solution to this would be able to build flags into the system and to potentially have more drop-down menu options whenever possible, and limit the number of mistakes that might come through free text options. So really a lot of designing of the EHR will have to involve clinicians and health informatics professionals to find ways to integrate this already existing technology and reduce the burden on the side of the clinician when it comes to data entry. In my opinion, a hybrid system where technology can aid the medical scribe to ensure the completeness and accuracy of the data entered in the EHR or EMR is a good balance to reducing the burden on the clinician and allowing them to spend more time face-to-face with their patient, which is the ultimate goal. So what it really comes down to is the ability to further customize the EHR and to be able to integrate these informatic tools will be beneficial. So as we move towards greater interoperability between healthcare systems with advances in standards such as the Fast Health Interoperability Resource, which is produced by HL7 and is a standard framework which allows data to be exchanged between healthcare systems, advances in the standard will hopefully allow us to integrate apps that can be customized to fit the provider's needs. And hopefully through integrating this flexibility into the EHR, we can move towards reducing clinician burnout. Now, before I move on to my next point, I would love to hear from you. What are some other ideas or solutions you have to reduce clinician burnout in the field? And bonus points if it has a health informatics lens. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. So my first point is leveraging existing technology to help translate the manual data entry that we have to a more automated process and one that relies more heavily on auto-population. My second point when it comes to reducing clinician burnout is continuous training of clinicians by health informatics professionals prior to, during, and after implementation of the EHR. This is key to helping clinicians navigate the system with greater ease. Also, once individuals understand the system well, this can help them to buy into its overall success. With ongoing training, one can identify users with proficient technical skills and who might want to take on the role of a super user. This person can be an invaluable resource to the organization because they can both help others who might be struggling with the use of the EHR and who need help from a clinician viewpoint, and also they have a unique perspective when it comes to improving the EHR and will be invaluable when we have the ability to further customize the EHR. In addition, the EHR should be constantly adapting and being customized to clinicians' needs. So as I said before, with standards such as Fast Health Interoperability Resources and the use of APIs, and most importantly, with feedback from clinicians, health informatics professionals can gather this feedback and can communicate this feedback to leadership to see how this feedback can be integrated. This is how the EHR can be transformed into a system that is designed with the clinician in mind and help to reduce the burden of data entry due to poor system design. So to wrap up this episode, I believe through advances in technology such as voice to text, natural language processing, in the future, these existing technologies can be integrated into the EHR. In addition, I believe that engaging clinicians by providing ongoing training and integrating their feedback into the EHR system can help to reduce the burden on clinicians and hopefully provide a solution to this global crisis. And these solutions will most likely be led by health informatic professionals. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.